This is The Brief on The Great Gatsby. F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel is the ultimate spoiler-friendly cheat sheet on the Roaring Twenties, revealing how the glittering pursuit of the American dream is actually a rigged, destructive game. First, the guy we know as Jay Gatsby, he's a total fabrication. Born poor as James Gatz, he built a massive, illegal fortune through bootlegging. His whole opulent lifestyle and massive West Egg mansion exist for one singular reason: to win back his former upper-class love, Daisy Buchanan. So why build this fake persona? Because in this world, love is completely entangled with wealth and class. Second, the book draws a harsh line between old money and new money. Tom and Daisy live in fashionable East Egg, carelessly protected by generational wealth. Gatsby lives in West Egg. Despite his riches, they look down on him as a tacky outsider. Below them all are working-class folks trapped in the bleak Valley of Ashes. See, the American dream isn't a level playing field. It's an exclusive club where new money tries buying a ticket, but old money owns the door. Finally, the story ends in absolute tragedy with zero justice. Daisy is driving Gatsby's car and accidentally runs over and kills Myrtle, who's secretly Tom's mistress. Blindly devoted, Gatsby takes the blame, and Tom, he points Myrtle's grieving husband directly at Gatsby. The husband murders Gatsby, then himself. While Gatsby literally dies for an illusion, Tom and Daisy just retreat back into their vast wealth, escaping the wreckage they caused. Ultimately, Gatsby's tragic obsession serves as a timeless warning that the relentless pursuit of wealth and status is a hollow chase that destroys the very hopeful dreamers who believe in it.